So here it is, and tomorrow marks the end of Black Mental Health Awareness Month here on the Freedom Train Network. And I figured I'd take this time here on Lessons from the Screen to just have a conversation. No music, no spots, no intro, no outro. Well, maybe an outro. No notes, no preparation, no nothing. Just talk. Because over the last month, we've talked to you about the stats, the figures, the causes, the effects, some of the things we could do. We've talked to our experts who've come through, professionals, doctors, everybody that's come through and given what they had to say on the subject. And at the end of the day, I think we have to acknowledge the fact that none of that means absolutely anything to the vast majority of people. They feel how they feel. They think how they think. And there isn't much that we can do at this point that's going to change that, even if we present new information. Most times people's opinions are set and they remain set until the life experience forces them to change. And it's kind of interesting how that works out. How you can get information that can prevent you from having a negative experience, but you will reject that information until you have that negative experience. And we often hear talk about, you know, a wise man or a smart man learns from his mistakes. A wise man learns from the mistakes of others. And there's a lot of wisdom in that, but very little of that is actually applied, is actually what you see in the world around you, because if it was, we wouldn't be going through half the problems we're going through. We're in a struggle right now in America, all people, but we're talking specifically to the Black people here on the Freedom Train Network. We're in a struggle to self-actualize, a struggle to become what we want to become, free of any exterior obstacles placed on us by other groups. And we can't fight that fight if mentally we're not where we should be or where we need to be or even in a place where we can fully engage, understand, and comprehend what is happening to us. And what is happening to us is removing our ability to comprehend on a deeper level what is happening to us. When you begin to think about the lead poisoning and the environmental damage that we constantly find ourselves living in, and the effects that that has on our mind states and on our biological brains and our abilities to form neural pathways and to manage our biochemicals and our emotions and things of that nature. But none of that means anything either, because at the end of the day, we've been socialized. And not even by the outside world, yes, the outside world most definitely, but by our parents, our grandparents, our communities, to believe that Black people aren't crazy, to believe that Black people don't have emotional issues, to believe that Black people are naturally expressive, and we are, but that expression can never manifest itself and go into the realms of crazy, which it can. We talk about the man box and the woman box and all of these other boxes that we place ourselves in. And the biggest one that we ram against, shall we say, is the box that other groups place us in, boxes that we don't want to be in, the boxes that says that we're stupider, we shouldn't be in that box, the boxes that say that we're lazy, we shouldn't be in that box, the boxes that say that our children are criminals or we're predisposed to criminality and it's built into our culture, we shouldn't be in those boxes. But even more dangerous than those boxes that other people put us in are the boxes that we put ourselves in. Especially when those boxes interfere with our ability to better ourselves, to improve our community. And one of those boxes is this box that we don't go crazy. We don't have emotional trauma. We are a strong people. And let's talk about that word strong for a minute. Because I would agree on a whole, we are strong people. We've survived this far with much of our culture still intact, although adapted and changed, yes. But we're still here. We're still happy. We're still moving forward. We're still making gains. However superficial some may view those gains to be, we're still making them. But when I think of strong, I think of something that is able to handle an immense amount of pressure without breaking and without changing in a negative way. And when I look out at our community, we could be stronger. We haven't broken, although individually a lot of us have, and we don't recognize those people, and we should. We haven't broken. We have definitely, however, begun to change. And that change is debatable right now as to whether it's a positive or a negative change. We're still in the process of that change. So we can't say right now whether it's positive or negative. We can simply say that we're in the process of change. We need to have more serious discussions about what it means to be black, what it means to be black in America, about how to define our community, how to define being a black child, being a black man, being a black woman, being in a relationship. We need to define and refine our definitions and understandings of how we relate to each other, how we relate to other people, both individually and collectively, how our family units work out, family dynamics. We need to refine and define every single aspect of the cultures of our communities. And that has to start with a serious self-analysis of where we are mentally. So I'm not going to talk your ear off. I just wanted to share some thoughts. You know, this mental health is such a deep field. It's such a deep discussion, and it goes in so many different directions. And it's kind of sad. It's very much a tragedy that we write all of those things off. I mean, your mental health is in most cases more important, more significant to your well-being than your physical health. And we just write that whole field off as that's white people shit. So again, I'm not going to spend 20, 30 minutes talking. I just wanted to convey that message. I hope that you got something out of our Mental Health Awareness Month. I hope that you take something away from it. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope that you have these conversations that need to be had. I hope you interact with us. And I hope that next year when we're doing this thing again, we're having deeper interactions in our social media circles. We're having deeper interactions in our professional circles. We're having deeper interactions in our personal circles. And we're able to talk to our experts who we're going to bring back again next year. And they're going to tell us that they've seen a significant change in the way our community handles and responds to mental health issues. Because it's necessary. So with that being said, this is Patrick Irvin. This is Lessons from the Screen. This is the Freedom Train Network. And this is the end of the Black Mental Health Awareness Month. Thank you. And we'll see you next time.